Everybody was full today except for a Kreider. We'll rule him out today. So, other than that, y'all go ahead.
You had a long snapper.
Yeah, signed Gafford today. You know, he's been in the league for a few years. Joe knows him, bounced around a few teams. So, a lot of work to do catching him up today, you know, for our football team. But he did a good job, and we'll make up some more ground tomorrow.
Gives you kind of an odd-looking roster at this point.
Yeah, no, I know. You know, those rosters are week to week this time of year. You know how that is, Jeff. I mean, obviously, we got a bunch of receivers and going to be down defensive line, you know, a little bit right now. We got five active D linemen. So, yeah, trying to go week to week, be as good as we can be. That was a, you know, that was a tough issue to deal with on a short-term basis. But I think Joe and John and Matt done a good job of dealing with it, and we felt comfortable coming out of practice today. Well, you know, we'd love to have everybody. You know, Jeff, you know, it's just Darius is a good kid. We'll see what happens, you know, obviously when you hit the wire. But he's a really good kid, and we'll go from there. But like I said, you know, just day-to-day problems right now, trying to solve problems, get ready to play Kansas City.
Does that mean Derek is ready to play in your mind?
Oh, yeah, Derek's fine. He's practiced full-time since Monday. He's good, looks really good. So, you know, we've been going with five anyway here lately. It's kind of been our routine on Sundays.
Obviously, they throw short a lot, but also how much has their ability to force missed tackles caused?
Yeah, you know, you're right. What they do is they get the ball in guys' hands, you know. So they have a lot of specialty-type players, whether it's bubble screens, those type of things. And Alex does a good job of getting the ball in their hands, and they're really dangerous after the catch. I think their yards after the catch is very high in this league. So, you know, it's something we'll have to contend with, have to tackle really well.
Kind of like coaching against Andy?
Yeah, I've known Andy for a long time. Obviously, when you look at coaching in this business, I mean, Andy's at the top of it as far as success, longevity, and all those things. He's a great person, too, you know. So they got a really good staff, good group of guys that have been with Andy for a while, very well-coached football team. You know, just talked to our players today about the certain things they do that give, you know, make them successful all the time, and it's the little things, the field position, you know, turnover, but they're excellent at those type of things. So our players understand that. We know what type of team we're playing.
When you talked to us after the New Orleans game, you said how key it was you stayed on the field,
yeah,
offensively, but also the fast start seemed to change the dynamic. Is that something?
Yeah, I think it helped the team, you know, but that start came back to third downs again. You know, we made a big third down early in the game and made a couple on that drive you know, extended the drive, and then Jordan makes a big play. That was third down also. So, yeah, that's what, you know, it was nice to get off to a good start both ways. You know, defensively we stopped them too, and they got a turnover, and I think in drive too. So, yeah, it'll be important, but Troy, it's a, you know, it's a battle every time we get together with these guys. We're going to have to play for four quarters. Yeah, I think, yeah, I said it yesterday. I would feel comfortable playing Marlon. He knows what we're doing and stuff. Is that this week? You know, I don't know. We'll see. But he's made up a lot of ground. That's one of the reasons he's back here at this time of year, because we know he knows what we're doing.
Are you concerned that with Casey that injury might be like Virgil or Donald had earlier?
Well, you know, I'm not yet. I'll say I'm not yet. Greek has feels good about it. You know, we get, you know, go through this weekend, see where he's at. He's very motivated to get back. That's obviously a position you maybe can get away with a little bit more. I can't do this and I can't do that, and you can't at other spots. So we'll see. But he's worked really hard. We're going to give the kid a chance to get back as soon as he can.
Okay, you coach a lot of players. But what's it say about Derek Wolfe that that'd be 4 to 6 weeks and he's already out here ready to go?
Yeah, but I'm not surprised. You know, when it happened, there was a lot of speculation about what was going on. Actually, Derek came by me that week and said, Coach, I'll be back after the bye. I'll be fine. So, you know what type of guy you're dealing with. Derek's going to give you everything he has, and the team knows that.
Okay,
y'all have a good day.
Okay.